time for another piano puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune and rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone to try to guess the tune that Bruce has hidden and the composer in whose style he's doing the hiding as well. Claudio Buchwald is calling from Bloomington, Indiana. Claudio, welcome.
Hello.
Claudio, what do you do with your days in Bloomington?
I am a first and second grade teacher. I've been doing that for 18 years at our school, and that's what I do.
Is there a music program at your school, too?
We're a small, independent school, so there's no resources for that. But I do music with my kids. I do traditional music and songs and dances and things like that with them.
And Claudio, tell me about your musical background.
My father was the founder and conductor for many years of the Peruvian National Symphony.
Uh-huh.
My parents split up, and I left Peru when I was 10. And unfortunately, you know, all these great musicians were passing through that I was too little to really be that aware of. You know, Milstein and Menuhin and
People
like that. Claudio Rao was a good friend of my father's. Hmm.
Well, I'm sure you know that you live in a town now where a lot of great classical musicians pass through, too. Bloomington, the home of the Jacobs School of Music at Indiana University, one of the great music schools in the country.
There is, and I'm ashamed to say that I end up not going out as much.
Well, you're busy teaching. It's okay.
But every time I do, I'm reminded just how much a decent live performance beats any great, you know, even recorded by the greatest orchestras.
Well, I'm so glad to hear you say that, since our show is based on live performance. Well, Claudio, Bruce is waiting patiently to play live for you, a piano puzzler. If you're all set, shall we give this a try?
Well, let's give it a try. I hope pride goeth before a fall, they say.
Okay, here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler.
Wow.
So, Claudio, what do you think?
I think it's Go Tell Aunt Rhody.
It is Go Tell Aunt Rhody.
And, you know, the sort of the humor and in the music, I'd say something like Prokofiev.
And that's exactly what I was thinking. Yes, that was quick.
Well, I'm sorry if I blew your show by going so quick.
No, it's a 3-second show, Fred.
Wow. So, Go Tell Aunt Rhody in the style of Sergei Prokofiev. So, Claudio, what made you think right away that sounds like Prokofiev?
Well, like I said, he's very playful, but then at times he breaks into something that's all, you know, that's tonal and very sweet.
That's right.
Bruce, what did you have in mind when you thought, I'm going to do Prokofiev, and here's why?
First, I have to agree that the sense of humor was one of the reasons I felt like doing it. And also, I was wanting to test myself and make it clear as a bell that it's Prokofiev and not Shostakovich. Because in the past, at some of the puzzlers I've done, that has come up. Someone would say, I think that's Shostakovich, and then we push them and point out something, and they realize it's Prokofiev. So I decided to make this one more strongly Prokofiev. And one of the things that I did, which has to do with the sweetness we just heard about, is to do this kind of thing. And that has a few Prokofiev things in it. One is the arc of the melody is so broad. You know, his melodies tend to really arch very high and come back very low in such a way that it would be very hard for anyone to sing them. They're very instrumental in how far-reaching they are. And they tend to change key a lot, but not in a terribly dissonant way in this kind of Prokofiev. Every phrase is a different key. But then you do get the slightly sarcastic jabs. So you get the combination. And even the end is two keys and two chords. It could end here or here. So he does both frequently.
Well, Claudio, I think you might have disappointed a lot of listeners who wanted to take some time to think about it and figure out by naming both instantly.
Well, that's just because it did just come to me, and I was very happy to hear the tune. And the other thing about, I think, about Prokofiev is that it's very, at times, rhythmic and powerful with his rhythms.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, now that we know it's Go Tell Aunt Rhody in the style of Sergei Prokofiev, Bruce, could you play this for us one more time?
Sure.
Love the way that ending just comes out of nowhere.
I tried to do all of my favorite things. You know, I love the fact that he wrote so much for kids. He wrote not just Peter and the Wolf, but Cinderella is a great score. And some of Cinderella has rubbed off in this little thing.
Well, very cute. Go Tell Aunt Rhody in the style of Prokofiev. This week's Piano Puzzler put together by Bruce Adolph and Claudio Buchwald, who called in from Bloomington, Indiana. Claudio, I have to say, the kids of Bloomington are in great hands with their musical education. Wonderful job on the Piano Puzzler this week.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, thanks for playing. And Claudio, what's your public radio station?
It's WFIU at Indiana University.
Claudio, thanks so much for playing this week.
Oh, thank you.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.